You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. I'm so grateful that you've joined me from all over the globe. And if you're listening to this recording, I just believe that the Spirit of God has attracted you here, and you're just going to receive the answers, the downloads that you need. I always say all it takes is just one word, one revelation, one insight from God to really shift and change your life. Well, how are you doing? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood here in Atlanta. It feels good. It's about 60 degrees, and we're so grateful for that. Well, today I have a powerful guest. Dr. J is going to be talking to us about how to create from the inside out, or how to tap into that unlimited potential that's on the inside of us to create a life beyond our wildest dreams. So we're going to get started. I'm going to answer a question from a listener, and I want you to really tune in so maybe you can see how you can begin to implement this great principle. But before I do, make sure you visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Check out my affirmation downloads, my two books. I would love to coach with you. Of course, all you guys have heard my coaching clients from all over the world. I currently coach people in the area of business, relationships, more money, how to make the second half of their life baby booming better than the first. And it's really customized coaching, of course, business. So check it out. And while you're on that page, I'm thanking you in advance because I know this show is shifting, right? It's changing. You know why? Because you send me your wonderful emails, and I'm thanking you in advance for your donation gift. So, okay, also go to LOARadionetwork.com, and we have some freebies there for you. Just click free money. I'm saying free money, honey. That's the southern part of me, but it's just free money, and you can receive some free gifts and also the Law of Attraction Radio Network magazine. It's phenomenal. So let me just answer this question. And I'm just going to read the last part of it. This listener says, Constance, I hear you talk a lot about living from the end of your dream or intention. What do you mean by that? As you ask some of the guests, what would that look like? Okay. And then she says, how can I do this? I have a vision board, but it's hard for me to see the end. All right, so let me talk a little bit about how you can do this living from the end. And the vision board is a good start. It's a great starting point. It does put images in your mind. But let me tell you how to live from it instead of thinking of it. So, and then I'm going to give you a couple examples. So living from it means that whatever that intention or that goal or that dream is, that you're living it like it's already done. So you are fully in the scene and you're not just thinking about it. You are living from it. You are enjoying it. All of your five senses activate living from the end. You really abandon yourself to the state of what you desire, and you live in that state. For example, if you're desiring love, you're not longing, sad, or searching for, because if you're living in the state that you already have it, You're happy, you're excited, you're grateful. Okay, so there's a difference in thinking from it and feeling that you have it. It's really called the law of projection, which means that you are projecting out from inside of that desire. And I'm going to explain that more in detail. So when you're thinking of something, I think that a vision board helps you to think of it. It's not done already. You walk by and you look at the new car and you said, "That's mine." And that's really a great point, but you are the subject and the car is the object, but you're still yearning for it and you're not one with it. You're like in one place and the object or your intention is another place. Okay, you want it, but you do not have it. But when you're living from it, you're acting like and feeling like you already have it. Okay, so let me give you an example, a couple examples for this listener. Okay, in my previous home, I knew that I wanted not the home that I'm in now, but in my previous town home, I wrote down what I wanted. I wanted to live on a certain side of town. I wanted a luxury town home. I wanted it to be gated or in a really great community. I wanted to be close to walking trails. I think I said luxury, etc. And that was good. That was a great starting point. And I actually went shopping in the neighborhood. I found the closest LA fitness gym in that particular area. I talked to other people in the area and I even timed the distance. How long would it take for me to get there from my office to that new area? That was really great, but living from it, you create an ideal scene, one scene where you are actually living from that dream. So I created an ideal scene where I was actually living in that townhouse in that area of the city. So my ideal scene was, what will it feel like for me to spend Saturday mornings here? So I chose a restaurant. I went to the restaurant. I got a menu and I looked at the menu. I found out what time the restaurant opened and how long it would take to get from that area to that restaurant. I found some shopping places and some cute little boutiques because it was going to be three, me and two other ladies, so it would be three people, and I planned out my shopping day. So I began to visualize that in my old home, even before I moved to the townhouse. I saw us going to that restaurant. I already knew what I was going to order. I saw them saying, "Wow, this coffee is so fresh." I saw us going into the boutiques. What am I doing? I'm actually living from it. So can you see that all of my five senses, I smelled the coffee. I was excited about the boutique. I saw those beautiful shoes. I saw the other two girls laughing. We were giddy. We were like two little girls. So I was living from it, not wanting it. Okay? So we see the difference when you live from something. It's already done. You are living in it. I also saw myself actually cooking in my kitchen in that new area. All right, so let me give you another example. So let's just say you desire love in your life. What are you going to do? Create one ideal scene where you're living from it. Remember, when you are living in that state, you're not yearning, you're not lonely. Why? Because you already have it. So one ideal scene might be, what does a Saturday morning, here I go again, look like for you? Both of you are lying in bed. You're in your bed. Whatever bed you're sleeping in right now, you're in that bed. You're with your partner. You can feel the warmth of their body. You can hear them breathing or snoring, whatever the case is. And what does that feel like? It feels so good for you to have love win now. So you see that. You feel that you're living from that. Okay, so your partner gives up, you gets up, and you feel the mattress move. You know, It's that real. Your mattress. You hear the soft music in the other room, and you can smell the coffee, and you say, "Wow, that smells good." You finally decide to get up, and you go into your kitchen with the color of tile that's in your kitchen. Because what it's real. So you actually see yourself standing in the kitchen with your cutting board, cutting up, let's just say, a spinach and I don't know, onions and what and mushrooms for the omelet. You're actually doing that. What are you doing? You're putting yourself in the middle, living from the end, you know, and so you're making the omelet together. You smell it. You can hear the pan simmering before you put the omelet in. So you're not wishing and hoping. You've created an ideal scene for living from the end. Because if you try to live your whole dream, it won't work. Does everybody see that? So you're not just thinking about it. You are actually living from it. And so you do that when again and again and again and again. All right. And then lastly, another ideal scene might be, let's just say you're in sales and you want to make $100,000 this year. So you could create an ideal scene of where you make that big sale. And then you go into your sales manager's office and you say, "Oh my God, I made the big sale." And your sales manager, they say, "What?" And you know, you can feel the excitement. You can see your boss or your manager saying, "Wow, you know, maybe you guys are high-fiving each other." I don't know what that would look like, but you create that scene. And then you see yourself in the sales meeting, and your sales manager announce it. All of your colleagues are just clapping and screaming in that weekly meeting for you. And then you call your partner, your spouse, your husband, and they're saying, "Oh my God, oh my God," and you can hear them so loud on your phone. What are you doing? You're creating the scene with all of your five senses from the end. So does everybody get that? And so it's really real, folks, and that's what I mean. As far as how you begin to live from the end, you do it every day. You add more to it. You know, you make it more exaggerated. You make it colorful. Whatever it takes for you to live from the end, and it becomes so real to you because it is real. And so, what you're doing is you are abandoning yourself to the state that you desire, and you're living as much as you can in that state. So, during the day, like when you're at work or when you are sitting at a stoplight, you know, just think about certain parts of that state. Like, wow, I'm so grateful. Maybe you can do that for 30 seconds while you're at the red light. And so I'm going to say that during the day, when you're conscious, you really need to watch your words. Your words and your feelings need to align with the state that you desire. Because remember, you're always projecting out from the inside of that desire. So I want you guys to give that a try. That's my tip for the week. Let me know how that works for you. Email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And folks, I'm going to go to this quick commercial and then I'm going to be right back with Dr. J. So stay tuned.
Are you planning a motivational or training event for your company or organization? Look no further. Constance Arnold is an experienced, dynamic, and inspirational speaker and trainer. Constance has helped thousands and has a proven track record of 25 years as a keynote and leadership trainer for both private and public sector. Constance provides the latest cutting-edge breakthrough transformational principles that will align with your organization's vision. Participants will receive specific how-tos for both personal and professional empowerment. Contact Constance and partner with her to begin creating your next successful event. Her website is www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com and email is constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Are you ready to live a life beyond your wildest dream? Constance Arnold is a seasoned and experienced professional licensed counselor for 25 years and a certified success life coach and would love to partner with you to create your dreams. She's coached and trained over 10,000 clients on 5 continents and has a proven track record of success. Constance will assist you in getting a clear vision for your life and develop customized strategies, projects, and action steps to begin manifesting your dream. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and visit her website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Hey, everybody, I'm back, and I really am excited about my very special guest today. He's a dear friend of mine, Jeremy Lopez. What can I say about this man? He is an author. He is a dream coach. He's prophetic. He is a teacher. He's an entrepreneur. He is an expert in the law of attraction, universal laws, spirituality, and we're just so blessed to have him today. And I can truly say, even before I start speaking with him, that I believe that your life will never be the same again. So, Jeremy Lopez, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thank you, Constance. It's such a blessing to be back with you guys. And I will say I've heard some great things coming out of your broadcast from so many different people.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And it's so great to talk to you. And to be quite honest with you, I was tending to my own business as I do most of the time. You know, sometimes I get a little nosy, but I was just thinking and driving in my car. I just felt led. Contact Jeremy Lopez and see if he could be on your show. And you said, I would love to. And here we go.
Hey, spirit knows what's going on, right?
Yeah. So I know we're going to talk about many things today, but you know, it's 2018. Sure. And a lot of people are believing for stuff and decreeing and declaring stuff. So I'm just going to let you flow and I'm going to follow you. What do you think people sure. need to hear or know at the beginning of this year?
Well, you know, one of the things I'm really sharing with people and teaching them on is to awaken really to that which lies within us. And I think that we have the first stage to me that we have to have sort of established in us is understanding that everything that we've ever had, everything that we'll ever need, that really is inside of us. And so when we have that foundation of assurance, then that sort of faith takes us to the place of knowing that this year, what is it that I would like to project? What is it that I would like to see happen? What would I like to see evolve? And truth be told, I think one of the main things that we tend to overlook is that place of looking on the inside to recognizing, am I worthy for this? You know, am I worthy enough to actually have something in my life? Am I worthy to take an extra step to maybe apply for that manager position, maybe to own my own company? Am I worthy enough? In other words, do I see myself as the valuable person who can do it? And truth be told, you are. And I think that's where a lot of us tend to not pay attention, is we are valuable people that's worthy of anything and everything this universe brings to us. And the great thing about it is there's no basically overnight magical thing that happens to us. We just have to tap into the power inside of us to know, what is it this year I want to do? And then run with that and know, and here's the great thing about it, and know that it's going to start off in a Genesis effect. It's going to start off in a beginning stage. And knowing that, we have fun in the journey of watching it evolve, because we're going to evolve with it, and it's going to teach us, and we're going to teach it, and we're going to love it. And so that's why I would say this year is diving deep inside of you to say, what is the desire that Spirit has put in me that I know this year that I can definitely do because I'm worthy of it, I am valuable, and I've got all the tools inside of me to get the job done? I would say that's the first stage that I want to start off with today, on this broadcast.
And so when you say looking inside, what would that look like for listeners out there or going inside? Break that down for me. Unpack that a little bit.
Sounds good. Well, you know, there's a scripture actually in the Bible that's really awesome. And it says that there's a treasure in our earthen vessel. And what that means is that there's such a value of, we like to say gold, a valuable substance that this world actually can't even bring to us, that is so, that spirit is just saying, you are unlimited, you can't even box in, you can't house in what is truly inside of you. And so I think that's what we have to understand, that we have got everything inside of us that has the possibilities, the capabilities, that is beyond anything that we can ever ask or think, because it's in us to say, I want to come out of you, to show you the magnificence that dwells in you, the power that dwells in you, the unlimitedness, the boundlessness. And I think we able to, once we release that, then we actually see our environment begin to change, and we begin to see things around us begin to evolve into something so much greater than we can ever ask or think or even dream of. I think that's the great thing about living life. Is really knowing I've got a treasure in me, and all I've got to do is tap into that power, tap into that source of life.
Well, and so really, listeners, Jeremy, right now, there are just unlimited possibilities that exist in all of our lives.
Exactly. It really is. And the thing is, if you think about it from a standpoint of internal versus external, we get to the place to see that everything that is in me, it actually, that creation, we can use the word creation or universe, that it actually wants to bring forth what's inside of me and sort of mirror that effect. And so what I say is, okay, Jeremy, what is my desire this year? What is it that I'm really desiring, I'm craving to see manifested in my reality? And knowing that all of a sudden, you know, creation, universe, you know, spirit says, okay, here's what I want done. I want the mirroring effect on the outside of what's inside of you. That's going to be your goal this year, is how you see it inside of you in a healthy way, a place of integrity, a place of divine excellence, a place where what is inside of you wants to grow externally on the outside of you to mirror that everyone else can benefit from it, and that it becomes a giving process. The thing that I always say within myself every year, Constance, is I want what's inside of me to be such a powerful blessing, a source of provision for people outwardly. Because think about it. If we know the law of attraction is one of the greatest universal laws, but we also recognize that spirit actually is the greatest law of spirit is that of giving. Giving of ourselves, our time, our energy, our money, our prayers, our whatever it is we need to give. And so when we see that from the angle of what I'm wanting to produce this year, then I take it to say what I want for creation to mirror what's on the inside of me is I want to be able to be such a blessing that everyone externally is constantly experience that giving process. And so for me, I look and I say, whatever I want to manifest this year, I want it to be able to give and to bless and to encourage others, not just for myself. I give a great example. This might help a lot of listeners out.
Okay.
Some people say, well, if I want to manifest a car, okay, Jeremy, that sounds great, but I don't want to be selfish about it. I want a new house, but I don't want to be selfish. What can I do? Well, here's the great thing to do, is understanding that through cars and homes that we say, well, there's nothing wrong with blessing yourself with something, but let's take it to the highest law of the universe, and that is the giving aspect, the love and giving aspect of it. And so what I want to do is I want to say, I need a car, and I'm going to picture a vision. You know, I'm going to get a vision because I want to picture a vision of I can pick up other people and take them to maybe my elderly neighbor to the grocery store, or I can take my kids to school. I can pick up, you know, my mother who maybe can't, you know, she's not mobile right now, to take her to the grocery store. Whatever it is, you want to get into the highest vibration, the highest law of giving and love, and you would be amazed how much that spirit will accelerate. I mean, you've never seen acceleration until you get into that law of giving and that law of love, to know that not only am I going to fulfill a desire of something I'm wanting and I'm craving, maybe materialistically, but I'm also moving into that frequency of what spirit is, which is divine love and giving. And so all of a sudden, everything begins to accelerate, because think of it this way. The spirit wants so bad for everyone to be blessed by maybe a giving process or understanding what love is, because we're all created to want to be loved and want to give love. And so that's when everything, it becomes accelerated all of a sudden. And so for me, I look and I say, what is it I can cultivate? What is it I can create and manifest this season that will bless me, but also bless everyone that it ever touches? Because a vision behind whatever it is you're looking for, whether it is putting on a vision board, you know, it's buried deep in your heart, whatever it is, if you think about it, it wants others to be blessed by it. And so my heart has to be in a place of whatever it is I want, it's got to be giving to other people, to where we can all, you know, be able to be blessed together. We can enjoy this new car together. We can enjoy my new house together. We can enjoy my job. Well, how can other people benefit from your job? I always say it this way. I want to be in a management position, or I want to own my own company so I can finally employ those who are looking for an honest, reputable, healthy boss that would give them good benefits, that would let them off when their kids are sick at home without the threat of losing their job. And that's the key thing is as an audience, we can do that together. We can work together in this universal oneness we call spirit to say, what we need is to start thinking on the level of the highest law of the universe. And that is, I want to be that boss. My job, my goal, my desire is I want to be an entrepreneur to where I can be that healthy boss that other people are not able to experience. Let me fulfill that part. And then all of a sudden, you begin to be a self-fulfilled prophecy of something you're desiring. Because everybody, let's just face it, everybody's praying for a better job. Everybody right. wants to be able to, you know, I mean, let's amen to that. And so all of a sudden, you know, we begin to realize, what if Spirit is saying, why don't you be the one that cultivates a desire? Wow. Why don't you be the one that wants to be the owner to help these people?
You know, Jeremy, you're so profound. I'm just listening to you. And my God, and I got to remember I'm interviewing you. Okay, and so after a person, after we look within, what's another thing that you feel like people can do or be?
Perfect. Great question. Great question. I would say we've heard the vision board effect. And I would say no matter what religious stance a person takes, whether they're religious or not, truth be told, it rains upon the just and the unjust, which means it'll work for you regardless. Because a vision board is something that you can incorporate maybe your religious beliefs in or not. But you can know that whatever I think within my heart, I will manifest. I'll become that thing. So we know whatever we behold become, whatever we think we become, and what happens, we know according to law of attraction, we know we will attract that into our lives to manifest it if we stay consistent in a consistent pattern of constantly dwelling upon it, letting it grow in us like a seed, to where that seed turns into an oak tree, and all of a sudden, guess what? I've got a manifestation here. It starts off in a seed form, a spirit, and next thing I know, it's an oak tree in the natural. I can look at it and say, this oak tree has grown big to where it's shading animals that need protection from the sun. And you begin to bring all these amazing definitions into your own creation of manifestation. That's called a vision. And so if you think about it from the avenue of a vision board, I take rabbit trails, can you tell? And so when you think of a vision board, you think of it from the standpoint of, okay, then I want to be able to put my belief in what I know inside of me has to happen, because I've already got a vision for why I want this in my life, or want to be an entrepreneur, or want this job, or want to be a family man, or want to be a father, or whatever it is you're longing for this year. Then you've got a vision behind it, and we know the vision has to incorporate love and the power to give of other people. Vision is always beyond yourself. That's one thing I would always say. Vision is always beyond yourself. Whenever people say, I want a vision for this, you can't have a vision for you. Vision is not a singular word. It's a plural word, which means vision has to incorporate other things. Because vision is that as giving, as excuse me, vision is that process of giving. And so it's not about taking. You can't have a vision that takes. Vision gives. And so if you think about it from that avenue, you realize that a vision board is something that you're projecting, that you want to put things that you're desiring this year. Why? Because your vision includes, because the definition of vision would be that of other things and incorporating something greater than yourself. And so I want to incorporate something on the vision board that goes beyond me. And so I'm going to project something what? Bigger than what I'm thinking inside of me. So if I say I'm really desiring a car, and if I find a picture in a magazine of a bigger car, then you know what? I want to project that because I know my mind is still growing in the process of that seed. And if you think about it, if you see a seed within inside of you, which is your desire or a spark of creativeness, then you know you're going to see it in just that. You're just going to see it in a seed form. But if you grow with the vision, you grow in it by nurturing it with love and incorporating other people, and then you will grow with the seed. And so in order for you to see the end result, you want to find something, let's say, for example, externally that might push you, that might help you. And put it another way, that might speak a little prophetically to you to say, ah, you know what? I wasn't seeing it that big, so maybe this bigness, this bigger thing that I'm seeing outside, then that might help me to cultivate for that seed to grow into what it needs to be. And so I always say, surround yourself with things that are bigger than yourself. Surround yourself with things that are bigger than the seed in you, because your mind is going to see it in a limitational way anyway, even though you are unlimited. Unfortunately, we've been cultivated by a society who always teaches us that we're lesser than, we're unworthy, you're not smart enough, and, you know, the color of your skin or whatever. We like to say it this way, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's what it is, you know?
That's nothing but the truth.
We need to take it.
And so, Jeremy, so for listeners who think big beyond maybe what they might have experienced before, I can hear some of them saying, well, how is that going to happen? How do people deal with the how? Okay, I want a bigger house, but how? How do they deal with that
Great.
Kind of thinking?
I love it. I love it. We flow good. I love your questions.
Right.
Because I would say it this way. I would say for the listeners, what we want to do is we want to be able to know that the how is going to be involved in the evolutionary process. In other words, let's see it this way. If I was to say, okay, I'm standing here and I'm looking down the street at this big home. Let's say, for example, this is the journey of my existence. Well, I know that there's no humanly possible for me to get to that home unless I take a step of faith, unless I take some steps. And so our steps is what's going to actually be the foundation that we're going to grow into what that end result's going to look like. And so you can never see, sort of look at yourself and say, oh, I see the end result completely. You can't really see crystal clear because you have to grow into it to make it unique and authentic to you. And so if you think about it, the journey of our experience actually helps us to grow with it. And we begin to sort of, with our magic paintbrush inside, we begin to put the colors on it for each step. Well, you know what? I think this is going to be orange. Oh, you know what? Next step goes on. I think the shutters should be brown. I think, in fact, let's have a bay window. So whatever it is you want for that end result to look like, take it by each step, because what happens is you will eliminate frustration, because frustration is what? Something basically that you're frustrated about because you can't get it done. And so let time be your friend. Let every step say, in this step, I'm going to visualize this aspect, this dimension of it. I mean, constant. It's the same thing as a puzzle. And this is a great example. Pieces of a puzzle, as you know, have no definition whatsoever. I mean, they're just the shape. You have no clue what to do with it. And you don't even know the end result by looking at the piece. Not at all. And therefore, you don't. Even if you saw the end result of the – if you look at a puzzle box and you said, okay, this is a puzzle of a castle, and I've got one piece of – the puzzle holds 200 pieces. I've got one piece of this 200 pieces. You would think it should be easy for you to know where that piece goes. But unfortunately, you have no clue. And so you get more pieces together and say, now hold on, if I put these three pieces together, I can see this looks like the shape of maybe the top of the castle. Because with every step, we evolve and we grow into the masterpiece of our own originality and of our own authenticity. And that's what we want to do. I love
that. That is so good.
You eliminate your frustration that way. Frustration can never come in the front door of your imagination. When you begin to honor every step and know that every step is vitally important to take and it must be taken, and you enjoy the steps. And we know then even law of attraction is what? It's going to happen quicker because you are thankful. You have a heart of gratitude, not for some end result, but for the steps that you're taking.
That's profound. You know, you just explained to me what God just has been dealing with me about, you know, in the Bible for my listeners. You know, Mark 11:23 said, when you pray, believe. And so the Spirit was saying to me, Constance, I didn't ask you how you were going to pay. I just said, believe. And the more you believe, how you would pay will come to you. So that what you just explained to me, you know, in simplistic terms, just the whole power of just believing, and all of those steps will really begin to accelerate that'll bring you into whatever it is that you desire.
Exactly. So I love Mark 11. I love Mark 11. I stand on that as my foundation. And here's a great thing. Here's a good way for people to look at it.
Okay.
If any of our listeners out there are married, or let's say they're about to be married. So what do you do? Do you A, look at your spouse, your partner, and say, now then, you have 2 hours to explain to me your entire life and everything that you're ever going to do. Explain to me within 2 hours your difficulties, your frustrations, your fears, what you like, what you don't like, what food you like, and I'll take this list of thousands of things. You have 2 hours to explain to me. Go.
You see, they're
not going to do that. You know what I mean? Because that alone is like anti-taboo. What you're going to do is you're going to say, in this marriage, I say I do. And that means I say I do to, you know, to life or death, poverty, riches, whatever you want to call it. But through life, I'm going to grow. We're going to grow together and take each step together. And on each step, we will learn something new that we never knew before. I mean, I know within myself, I learn every day in my relationship. I learn every day of something that is in me, but I didn't know was in me until I get connected with the love of my life, until I come across love, then all of a sudden something in me begins to sparkle and come alive to say, it was in me the whole time, but I've never felt it this way. I've never known it this way. It's never come out this way. So therefore, it's the same procedure as manifesting something within your life. It's grabbing that idea to know it's all in me. Doesn't mean it's going to be revealed right now. It means it's going to come when I learn to, check this out, when I learn to fall in love with every step I take, because every step I honor, I love, and I cherish, because every step I trust and I believe it will take me to the next one, the next one, the next one.
That makes me want to scream, but I'm not, because I'm interviewing you. That is so awesome, because, you know, so many times people are trying to hurry up and get their manifestation. I'm going to be happy once I have this, or once I'm doing this, you know. So what should people be saying about their desire or decreeing? I know a lot of people, I heard a lot of people say last year, well, you know, 2017 just wasn't my year. What should they be decreeing and saying with their words about their desires? What would that look like?
Well, absolutely. Well, to keep yourself out of a place of maybe confusion or frustration or being anxious for nothing, which we should not be anxious for anything, I would say never find yourself at a place where you are decreeing or declaring or confessing whatever word you want to put there to say, I have that thing. I have that house right now. I have the car right now. Now, even though we've all been taught that, that's great. But here's what happens. Is what if along the journey of your life, of trying to get to that place called there, that place of manifestation, what if Spirit decides to tweak it? What if God decides to sort of tweak it a little bit because there is so many desires in you and so much treasure in you? So when you begin to say, I want this new house, do you really think of that moment that your conscious mind, of everything that's been locked in your subconscious and everything in your imagination and everything in your dream realm, do you think that that moment, that consciousness, knows every jot and tittle to that house? No. Because it's going to slowly pop up and come up and then Holy Spirit's going to begin to tweak some stuff as you begin to grow into it. Because let's just face it, right now we might say, hey, Constance, let's go out to dinner. And you might say, man, this is the best steak at this restaurant I've ever tasted in my whole life. And yet the next night we could say, let's try this restaurant, Constance. and we go to another restaurant, and guess what? What if that steak tastes better than the one you had the night before? Mm-hmm. And you're going to keep on saying, it's the best I've ever had. Instead of decreeing and declaring or confessing or saying, this is what it needs to be because this is what I truly want, what if we learn to appreciate the steps to say, this is the idea, this is the structure, this is the ideas I'm throwing out, you know, to God of what I'd like to see attracted to me and manifested, but I honor and I'm flexible in my creativity to honor myself, because I deserve to honor myself and give myself permission to be flexible, that things are subject to change as I grow. And I also honor God to say, and I know you also have so many plans for me that I feel my brain can't even wrap around. So let's co-create this thing together. And as I evolve into it, we will do this masterpiece together. Mm-hmm. And that's the key thing about creating and then you begin to grow this love fest. You begin to have a deeper love for God to know we're doing this thing together and it's fun and there's no frustration. And I'm discovering and I'm thankful and I'm grateful for every step that I'm taking and it's fun.
And so, Jeremy, so that means that people are not frustrated or they're not saying, when is it going to show up? Because they are embracing, loving, and enjoying every step every day.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, here's a great way to look at it, folks, is, you know, there is a scripture in the Bible that says, you know, our footsteps are ordered by God. And so my question, is whether we call him God or spirit, whatever your belief is, do we truly believe that that our footsteps are so ordered in a loving, fashionable, creative way? Or do we believe that every step is a step of danger? Every step's a step of caution. Every step's a step of, I could fall off, or I could get hurt, or I could get wounded, or I could, you know, get sick. If you believe that way, then you can never truly manifest the true healthy desires of your heart. But if you know that everything is ordained in the sense of every step I take, I step through love, out of love, into love. Wow. And that's the key thing. I step through love because I'm stepping through God because I'm one with God, and I'm stepping in love, this big pool of love. And so guess what? I'm in a win-win situation. And knowing that my footsteps are ordered in love and by love and through love, there's nothing in my life that can't happen that's not good. Everything is going to be good.
That is so powerful.
And everything's going to be loving.
Powerful. Wow. And I love the way you really, I don't want to say package God or spirit, but, you know, so many people come from a punitive damnation kind of background. And when you know somebody loves you, the whole universe is loving and conspiring to get your highest good to you. That's a whole different vibration. What else do you feel like people need to hear, Jeremy, or do?
I'm going to say, let's go back to the age-old question. Do you really believe in yourself? Do you really love yourself? You know, we say that a lot, but I think sometimes it's good that we really stop to ask ourselves the question. And people ask me sometimes, man, you are so passionate. You talk 90 miles an hour. You love this subject, you know? And I say, it's not the subject that I love. It's experience that I'm learning, that I'm loving while I'm growing into this thing called law of attraction, God, spirit, universe, because I know either my belief tells me it's all good for me and it's all love for me and towards me, or it's not. And you can't really ride the fence on the situations of saying, well, some of it's good, some of it's bad, you know, or God can be good, but God can have his mood swings. If you believe that, then you're going to be unstable in all your ways because you're going to manifest anything that just happens to pop up. But when you have an assurity to know, I am worth it, I am valuable, and everything in this universe, you know, God, whatever you want to call it, is total love. And it's my best interest at heart, and I rest in that promise. And let's just face it, what is peace? You know, peace, I know you know what this means. Peace is a powerful word, and peace means nothing missing, nothing broken. And what that looks like to us is I have peace. And peace is a great, powerful gift. It's a tool we've been given by spirit. And so if I say, I can stand in my peace knowing that this universe conspires everything for my good, and there's nothing but pure love that shines out upon me and through me, and I want to project that same vibration of love, and I want to project that same image of giving, and so therefore I am truly loved, and I love myself. Then peace sets in, and as peace sets in, then guess what? There's nothing missing from my life, and nothing can ever be broken. What makes us broken, even though we can truly never be broken, what brings the paradigm in the mind of brokenness is when you accept the fact that something outside of you, you have to complete you. And then you become broken mentally, consciously, but you can never be broken. And so if you think about it, whenever I say something outside of me I'm desiring that I really want, then here's what I tell people. If you think that makes you, completes you, keeps you up with the Joneses, whatever, you're automatically going to be in consciousness fragmented and broken. But yet the whole time, you're whole. Imagine what conflict you're going to have with inside of you when your whole life is basically screaming, I am whole, I am whole. And my mind is saying, but I'm in need. I'm in need of something that makes me whole. I'm in need of something that makes me feel good. I'm in need of something that makes me feel joyful. And so there's a conflict, a war that's going on inside of us when the whole time we just say, just be still and know. Just be still and know that I'm God. And when we move in that place, then all of a sudden, bam, everything begins to happen so quick for us. And so I would say, go back to the age of question, know yourself, know that you're loved, and love yourself. And I would just say this as well. Know that God is nothing but pure love. And then say to yourself, say, end of discussion. And never, never question that again. And when you walk away from that question, everything begins to work for your good.
Well, you know, Jeremy, it is a love month. And I heard you say something about, you know, that you can't say I'm not you can't say. But when you say, oh, once I have love in my life, then I'm going to be happy. What about people who in this love month are really seeking love? They desire love. Maybe they're divorced. Maybe the relationship they're in isn't working out. What would you say to those people?
You know, I would say if you find yourself saying, you know, I'm looking for love, but it seems like it's not working, or I don't have it for my spouse I have now, I would say project what it is that you want to have for you. I mean, if you really look at yourself, we are so powerful. We are powerful beings. And because we are powerful beings, our lives are created by thought, by word, by action, by deed, by what we see, what we believe. All of these play vital, important roles within our lives. And so, therefore, I would say if you need or if you're looking for love in maybe a spouse or outside of you, I would say first thing is make yourself understand that you have the love, all the love you ever need in your life, you already have it. And what happens is then you begin to attract yourself the overflow. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it, it takes that place to really say, I want to be that to somebody of what I need back in return. And it's just the same thing as sowing seeds in the universe. I mean, I've got to sow seeds in the kingdom of God for what it is I want back in return. I mean, we can call it karma, law, we can call it, you know, cause and effect. We can call it, you know, reaping and sowing. But truth be told, these are universal laws that take effect, and they're going to happen regardless. And either we work with them to say, I'm either going to give a seed of love to someone, or I'm going to treat my spouse the way that I really want to be treated back in return. And what you're doing is you're strategically sowing that seed in a mirroring effect. And guess what? That boomerang is going to come back and hit you right between the eyes of what it is you're putting out there.
You're going to get slapped. Mm-hmm. That's so profound, Jeremy, the way you shared that.
Wow. Well, you know, if you think about it from a life coach's point of view, which I life coach a lot of people, mm-hmm. I hear a lot of people say, whether they're women or men, they'll say, I wish my husband would straighten up. I wish my wife would do this. You know, I wish my husband would go to church with me. I wish my wife would get a job. Whatever the situation is, you want somebody to say, you do know you're one with that person, don't you? You do know, in essence of that sort of marriage covenant, you do know that you attracted that person to your life, don't you? And if you attracted them in your life, take responsibility to understand maybe, just maybe, there's something within you that is attracting that similarity. So what you want to do is say, I need to first of all pull the plank out of my own eye to say, what if there's something in here that maybe I need to be enlightened on? Now, it doesn't mean you're a bad person by far. It doesn't mean, well, you know, you get what you deserve. It just means that let's turn things around to say that while that person probably needs to be awakened to a little bit more love towards you and other people, in the midst of that, let's look at our own selves to say, is there something I can take from this to where maybe I can change my attraction and attract to me what I'm really wanting? And so the best way to do it is become what it is you want to attract yourself. Become it, live it out, put the action out there to say, now this is how you treat a lady. This is how a gentleman should be treated. I had a lady one time I talked to, and I said, you know, she said, my husband doesn't treat me like a lady. I said, do me a favor. I said, you're going to think I'm crazy, but do me a favor. I said, I want you to begin to show me what it's like to for a lady to be treated like. And she said, well, how would I do that? I said, treat your husband like a gentleman. And when you see ladies, why don't you do this? Why don't you open the door for him? And she said, but I'm a lady too. I said, but listen to me. Sow the seed into the universe of what you want back in return. Let the universe see your action of what it is that you're wanting to get back to you. Within 2 months, her husband started to open the door for her and doing things that she felt like for her that she wanted back in return. And that's the key thing. No matter what it is, no matter what we're – and this is just an example of anything that, you know, you want within your own life. But if you think about it, just put it out there. Just put it out there and be it, because the power of being will automatically pull back to you. And if we truly believe that this law of attraction is a grounded, foundational, universal law that we know works for everyone, then we have to believe it. And what it's saying is like attracts like. What you are, you will attract that same vibration to yourself. So if you are, it sort of makes you sometimes want to discourage people by telling them what law of attraction is, because you want somebody to say, you do know you're being held accountable and you're going to take responsibility now for your own actions and your own attractiveness. So let it be a learning curve for you. Take responsibility and say, let's look at me for first. Let me become what I want to attract to me, and then project that outwardly, and then watch the overflow come in to me as well, and boomerang effect, and it will happen.
Nothing but the truth. And I know we're getting close to the end, but so people need to be, I know you talk a lot about I am, whatever you are, you like a magnet
yes.
that brings that to you. And so,
yes, absolutely.
So are you saying that people need to, whatever they want, they need to be that thing or be in that vibration, and the light will mm-hmm. come back to them?
Exactly. Think of it this way. When we deal with thought and beingness are two totally different things. And okay. what we've been told in law of attraction is think it and you'll have it from maybe The Secret. And we know that to be a partial truth. But the absolute truth, and let's take it from the standpoint of the Bible scripture that pretty much a lot of people have heard, whether they know the Bible or not. It's pretty popular scripture, you know, where it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so we know that science lets us know that we think from our beingness. We don't think from our mind, and yet the Bible even said what? That as a man thinketh in his heart. Well, we grew up to think, well, that's sort of stupid. I don't think from my heart. I think from my brain. But what the Bible's saying is what scientists have really proven, and that is you think with your organs. You think with your beingness. When I begin to be it, then my true thinking will align to my beingness, and then I override thought, and I project beingness. And so let's put it in another way. Instead of saying my thoughts attract things in my life, what I'm thinking, what if my beingness attracts to me what I'm being? Mm-hmm. And that's really the highest, the highest level of force, if we can use that word, that we want to push it towards. And that is my beingness attracts my beingness. And when I begin to attract what I'm being, then stand back, because when we get into that revelation and that understanding and awaken to that reality, everything in creation is going to begin to just bring us every desire we've ever imagined or thought possible. So it's not just about, oh, I had a thought today that I want to befriend so-and-so, or I want to get a job. That thought's going to come about. I mean, think about it. We think between 60 and 65,000 thoughts a day. We know this. And how many thoughts can you truly pay attention to or entertain or write down? I don't have time to do that, you know? So what I have to do is realize thoughts will come and thoughts will go. But the thought in which I entertain to, for lack of better words, bring into my beingness to become what I am and become one with that thought, then I'm moving into a higher frequency. I'm moving to a higher force that is destined to attract to me what I become.
Wow. As my grandmother used to say, loudy, loudy, loudy.
I love it.
My international listeners, you get somebody else to tell you what that means. So Jeremy, I know that you are a law of attraction expert and you have mm-hmm. all kind of books and tapes and school of the law of attraction. And I'm telling you mm-hmm. about this man, I am in awe of him every time I speak with him. So how can people reach you? How can they coach with you? Tell us about your services, your books, your online courses, everything that you have.
I appreciate that. Well, actually, they can go to nowisyourmoment.com. Okay. And nowisyourmoment.com is my personal website. And I do have a School of Law of Attraction, which I go into detail about how to accelerate it and actually make it more forceful for your life. I deal with, Law of Attraction as far as a course. I have a book, and I actually have something that people, you might be interested in. And so I want to throw this out there to your listening audience.
Okay.
I actually move a lot, what I call, and a lot of people can call it prophetic, psychic, whatever, but basically I have with this gift to where I can actually hear from spirit, from God, and sort of help you along the path of your life and sort of give you some insight of what I'm hearing from spirit. And it's what we call prophetic word. And so I would encourage people, some people call it reading, but I would encourage people, if they want to, they're more than welcome to go to my website and sort of interject that as far as, and we have like a missions work. We like to help people and feed people and take care and clothe people. So I would say if people can give a love offering, I would love to be able to see what maybe spirit would have for them. And I send it to them as an MP3. And let me just tell you something. We have so many people, thousands all over the world. I do this for yearly and it changes lives. And the main thing is it helps confirm some stuff that you already know, because you already know it all anyway. I mean, that's a key thing. We already know it all anyway. We just need a little nudging, a little bit of awakening. And this is what these words do, is they help awaken you a little bit more to know, hey, spirit's trying to awaken that within you. And so anything I can do on the website to help you out, I'm here for your listening audience to help them be the best version of themselves that they were created to be.
And Jeremy is the real deal. I mean, he's given me some words and I'm like, have you been in my house? You know, and he's just right on and has a real heart for people. And I'm going to encourage y'all to go to Now Is Your Moment. I'm looking at it right now. You looking pretty fly on your picture on your website, Jeremy. And so everybody go there. Take his courses. You see how he can just really break down the law of attraction. And I feel really give it just a different perspective. And, you know, I always say all we need is one word from spirit to shift and change our lives. And I'm just so grateful for the gift that you are to the world, Jeremy.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'll tell you to your listening audience about you. Honestly, I have noticed throughout the years such a level of amazing integrity and love. And I hear nothing but really good reports, you know, coming from you, are coming about you and your broadcast, Think, Believe, and Manifest. And I'm going to tell you, I honestly can say you are not only the real deal, you are my friend, and I trust you. And I think anyone else that's smart would definitely hook into this lady.
Thank you. Well, we're loving each other here in front of the whole world. And so thank you so much, Jeremy. So everybody, you can visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And remember, I say every week that God loves you. You may not know it or feel it, but like Jeremy says, you're surrounded by love. Of course, you know that I adore and I love you. And this week, I want you to believe that something good is going to happen to you and through you. Make it a great week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.